Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Leah get revenge on her man Walter, say aye.
Aye!
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'll be a lot better after this.
Hello. Well, that's why we got up early, just for you, Leah. So tell us how we can get back at your husband, Walter.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit of background. So this man has completely embarrassed our entire family. We recently went to register our eldest son at college, and I'm super excited because, you know, this is the first generation that's going off to college, and we're all, you know, like...
You're proud, yeah, that's exciting.
Exactly. So with all this going on, my husband has been a little bit upset because of how much it's going to cost him. And throughout doing his research, he comes across these scholarships that you can get based on your ethnic background.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, for the most part, we are white. But we each did those DNA tests and found out that I have maybe 4% Native American in my history. You know, and ever since then, he's demanding that Kevin, our son, take as many scholarship opportunities as he can based upon these Native American scholarships, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's so ridiculous, you know? My poor son is embarrassed. He's like barely 2% Native American, and this whole thing is just wrong. You know, our whole family is white, for heaven's sake, you know? It's super weird.
What do we like to say, guys? The caucasity.
Yes!
Of this entire situation.
Yeah. My God!
Get your people over here, Gina.
Ugh.
What?
I can't control them. My God.
Well, at least, Leah, you realize that that's doing too much.
It's a little excessive, and that's not all, you guys. Like, he's been calling up the school, demanding that our son gets accepted with this scholarship, even though the classes have already started and they're in session. Yeah. And then, one more thing. Oh, this man has made it a point to start a Facebook petition.
Excuse me?
What?
Yes. He started a Facebook event, you know, like, and trying to get a petition so that our son gets this scholarship.
Wait. Is he trying to protest outside of the school?
I don't even know what to say past this right now, you guys. Like, it's just ridiculous what Walter has gone through.
Right.
Gone and done.
That is humiliating. Oh, my God.
How does your son feel about this?
He doesn't even want to go to school right now. So that's on Facebook, and, like, all his friends have seen it, not to mention our family members, co-workers.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. All in favor, get him back, say aye.
Aye!
The caucasity. There you go.
Seriously.
How many seconds we're giving Leah?
Gosh, how many do you need, girl? I'm going to give you 200 since you were only 2% Native American.
All right, 200 seconds on the clock, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to Leah get her husband to baby talk and coax him into baby talking. Are you ready for that, Leah?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Yeah, we do, actually.
So this is going to be real simple, huh?
Aww, you're a cutie.
I love it.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, he has no idea he's going to be live on the radio.
That's the best part.
As long as you're excited, we're excited.
Right, that cupcake calls up next, your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar cup, pumpy yummy umpkin. You are my sweetie pie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with this cupcake called The Morning Mess. We had spoke to Leah a little bit earlier ago, and she let us know she's quite embarrassed by her husband, Walter.
Sure.
Now, this is the pinnacle of the relationship when your kids are going off to college. How proud you must be.
Yeah.
You know, your kid wants to go to college, and he's at college. Leah's on the line right now. And they're trying to apply for scholarships, different colleges. Well, Leah, you guys do this DNA testing and find out that you're probably about 4% Native American, and he's, did you say 2%?
My son, yeah, he's 2%.
Gotcha. So now your husband wants to apply for all these Native American scholarships. You're quite embarrassed because you've never embraced a culture. You've never claimed it. And all of a sudden, your husband wants to make sure the college wants to accept these scholarships.
Yeah, he's gone a little bit too far.
You had told us that it's gone not only just from him wanting to do this, he's calling the school and even starting like a protest event on Facebook.
Yeah, he started a Facebook event post, you know, trying to get
people to take in. So awful.
This is not Area 51. Like, this is crazy.
I feel so bad for your son.
Oh, my God. You have no idea, this poor kid. Oh, my God.
Now, what nationality are you guys?
We're white. We're American.
Just white all your life.
Yes.
I really feel bad because if he's trying to get those, they are these kids that represented the culture. They are Native American. They identify as Native American.
Right.
And your son's going to get the scholarship? Nah, man. Not on our watch.
Mm-mm.
On our watch.
No.
Oh, my God. That would be insane.
Yeah. So I usually, at this part, I asked Carla how many seconds. You said 2,000 seconds, right?
I said, hey, girl, that's what you need. That's what you're going to get.
She said 200 seconds, but I think we are all hands in the middle. However long it takes to embarrass your husband back, okay, Leah?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let's call Walsh up. He has no idea he's going to be live on the radio embarrassing himself. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Babe, where are you?
I'm at work. What's up?
I just got a call from the university, and they've seen the Facebook event post. And now they want to have a meeting about it.
Finally, they're taking me seriously. This is awesome.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good thing. They sounded pretty upset, you know, and I'm really worried that they're going to penalize Kevin for it in some way.
That's ridiculous. Don't even worry about it.
This is really starting to stress me out, you know? Like, I need my Wally Bear right now.
I can't do that, babe. I'm at work.
Babe, but I need Wally Bear right now. I'm super stressed out.
I can't.
Babe.
Everyone's watching me.
Babe, the fact that we are such a small percentage, we are white. Like, if he gets that scholarship, we're taking money away from somebody that could actually really use it. Like, somebody who's of that heritage. Like, do you really want to be that white guy?
Yeah, I want to be that white guy. Because being that white guy will save us a ton of money. What is your problem? Come on!
Walter! Seriously, listen to yourself right now. That is not right. You can't tell me that deep down inside you don't think that there's something wrong with this.
But we have to look out for ourselves.
Walter, we will be fine. You know, this is just wrong, Walter. Like, honestly, I'm really starting to get stressed out right now. And, like, I really feel like I need my Wally Bear right now.
Leah, I can't do that. I'm in the office. Everyone's kind of watching.
This whole thing is stressing me out because of you. This is what you are doing right now. Seriously, I'm about to have a panic attack. I need Wally Bear right now.
Can you just wait a few minutes? Like, no. I'll call you myself. Give me a second, okay? Oh, Miss Leah, don't you worry about knocking. Wally Bear's here, and I'm going to make everything all better. I'm going to hump and puff and blow that house all the way down.
No, you're not going to do that.
Please.
What? Please don't.
So, Wally Bear.
Who is this?
Yeah, you're live on the radio right now, Wally Bear.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've just been cupcake off.
Come on.
Yeah, Leah, are you okay? You want to explain to him what's going on?
Yes, Walter. You don't think what you're putting our family through is embarrassing right now? For heaven's sake, you posted a Facebook event about this stuff. Come on, how do you think Kevin feels? All of our friends, you know, my girlfriends called me last night. They're like, oh, you're Indian now?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
My job's to provide for us, and I'm trying to provide some savings, all right? What's your problem? Stop laughing at me. This is serious. I'm trying to do something serious to the family. Stop it. Bye-bye. You guys had a good laugh?
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.